Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slayball. Well, good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? Had a wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. I'm so thankful for good men that we have here to fill the pulpit when I'm gone. And they did a wonderful job last night and had a wonderful, wonderful service here at Bible Baptist Church. Hope you had a great service where you were, and it was just what you needed in the middle of the week to keep you going and keep the fire burning and ready to burn and shine brightly for our Lord. And I pray you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And if your Bible's close by, I would like you to go to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Beginning in verse number 17, the Bible says, "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, arose and was baptized. When he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ." I want to talk to you a little bit today about the subject, I've been changed. You know, we live in a changing world, don't we? My, oh my. Just have to go to the gas pump to know how much things can change in just a year and a half. But one thing is certain is that change will be certain. Places change. Boy, you can go back to where you grew up, but you realize places change. Maybe the house you lived in is still there. Maybe it isn't. Maybe the corner store is still there, but maybe it isn't. Things change. Places change. Customs change. This country was settled on horseback, and now you can fly across the country in a matter of a few hours. The mail used to go by Pony Express, and now there's even airmail. I mean, we had radio, and then telephones, and then the cellular phone came in, and then fax machines, and then satellites, and now smartphones, and then tablets, and now streaming services, and the internet, and customs change. People change. You know, illness can change people. Money and success can change people. I mean, people change. Friends may no longer be friends. Choices have been made. Divorces come. Deaths come. People change. So I want to speak to you today, not of those changes of places or customs or people, but I want to talk about some spiritual changes in your life and mine. The biggest change that takes place is the change of salvation. That's what's being referred to here in Acts 9 with Saul, who is going to become Paul. He's saved on the road to Damascus, and he begins to preach Christ in the synagogue. He begins to try to win people to Christ. The preaching the Christ who he used to persecute. Trying to now be with the believers whom he used to want to put in prison and killed. And they're amazed. Verse 21 says they were amazed. Why? A change had taken place. I don't believe there's any change in all the world as dramatic as the change salvation can bring. There's only two kinds of people listening to me today, changed and unchanged. Remember the maniac of Gadara, as we refer to him in Mark chapter 5, naked and cutting himself and screaming and untamed and unmanageable in the tombs, trying to bind with fetters, and he'd tear them off like they were paper. But they came out and he was sitting. And he was clothed, and he was in his right mind. What happened? Changed. What happened to Zacchaeus as he begins to restore fourfold those who he was wronged? What happened? Changed. Oh, we used to sing, there's been a great, great change, change since I've been born. There's been a great, great change, change since I've been born. There's been a great, great change, change since I've been born. There's been a great change since I've been born again. Absolutely. There ought to be a great change since you've been born again. Oh, when you're born into the family of God, you begin to take on the characteristics of the family. Oh, I've been to the river. I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was. I was blind, but now I see. Hey, I've been changed. I was changed by Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Oh, I remember a fellow named Kenny Nealon in a church I pastored, and Kenny had been a carny, a carnival guy, and I mean, he got saved, and his wife got saved, and I remember he became such a faithful member of the church, a bus captain driving a church bus. And he said, you know, I remember him giving testimony. He's in heaven now. I remember him giving testimony saying that these are the people I used to make fun of. And now I are one of them. Oh, what happened? A great change has taken place. The change of salvation. But wait a minute. There's also a change that comes by growing in grace. The Bible says we're to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, it's a great joy to a pastor to see people grow spiritually. It's a great sorrow and sadness when you see Christians who don't grow up. I think it's a great sorrow to the pastor, but it's a great sorrow to God. It's a great sorrow to loved ones. But when you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, it's a joy to God. It's a joy to your loved ones. It's a joy to your pastor, which are you. You say, well, how do I grow in grace? Well, number one, you grow by the Bible. The Bible says you desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Sadly, many Christians admit, I don't know much about the Bible. Well, I know why. You don't read it. You're not faithful to the house of God to hear it. See, I don't know anything. I could not tell you much about astronomy because I never read about it. The Bible was not just given to inform us. It was given to transform us. The Bible will change your life. Could you commit to read 5 pages a day? Could you commit to read 10 pages a day? You could read 10 pages of some other book. Why couldn't you read 10 pages of the Bible? You'll grow by the Bible. You grow by faithfulness. You know, in school, I know this, the students that did the best were the ones who were there. Why is it that schools make it to where you can't miss X amount of days? You can't miss too many days or you lose a semester because you can't learn that way. Well, how do you think you can learn if you're hitting 1 out of 3 church services? How do you think you're going to grow that way? You can't go by hitting a service here, then missing a week, or hitting 2 services here, then missing 2 services. No, you're if you did that in school, your grades would suffer, and you do that in church and you spiritually suffer. You have 156 opportunities plus extra meetings every year. When you make only 52 out of 156, you're wondering why you're not growing as a Christian. I'm telling you, be faithful and you'll grow. You grow by the Bible. You grow by faithfulness. You grow by service. When Saul got saved, his first question, Lord, was, what wilt thou have me to do? It seems like today, the first question a new Christian's ask is, okay, what is God going to do for me? Let's get our focus off what God ought to do for us, and let's get it shifted to what we ought to be doing for God. I mean, get yourself into a Sunday school class. Get yourself helping in a children's church. Say, yeah, can I sing in the choir? Can I go out soul winning and witnessing? Can I serve God? Get me involved somewhere, preacher. Boy, the preacher would be thrilled to get you involved. That's all part of growing in grace. There's a change of salvation, a change by growing in grace. There's a change by prayer. Prayer changes things, but I got news for you. Prayer changes people too. Many a mother's prayer has saved a wayward son and brought him back from sin. Stonewall Jackson was a wonderful Christian. In the midst of the war, it said prayer was such a habit that he would not even lift a glass of water to his lips without prayer. He never sealed a letter, but he prayed for the one to receive it. It is said he prayed each day for each soldier under his command. I tell you what, you begin to pray like that, it'll change your life. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. We're to be praying. And prayer will change your life. Hey, prayer will change that husband. Prayer will change the wife. Prayer will change the job. Prayer can change the children. Prayer can change you. There's a prayer of salvation. The changes that come at salvation, the changes that come by growing in grace, the changes that come by prayer, the changes that come when Jesus comes. God has a day and an hour circled when Jesus is going to return. Oh, we don't know. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But when he comes, the Bible says, we will all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that this corruption must put on incorruptible, that this mortal must put on immortality, and we're going to be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. The Bible says we shall know when we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We're going to get a new body. We're going to be changed, my friend. And it's only going to take a moment. It'll take a twinkling of an eye. Are you ready? Are you ready? Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come. I will go home. It may be today. Have you been changed? Have you experienced a change that comes from salvation? Born again. There's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. My friend, you're born again when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone as your Savior. And he makes you a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Oh, I would beg you today, experience the change of salvation. And then grow in grace. Oh, experience the change that growing in grace can bring. How? By reading and studying and memorizing and meditating in the Bible. By being faithful to the house of God and by serving in the house of God. And then the change by prayer. Oh, you won't spend time with God in prayer. Speaking to him and him speaking to you without it changing your life. And then we look forward to the day when we'll all be changed because Jesus will come. And he will change us into his image. I've been changed. I hope you have as well, and we look forward to the day when we'll all be changed to be like him. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. We're moving right on through here, the month of June. Amazing, right into summer here, the heart of the summer. Looking forward to our July 4th celebrations coming up here, and we'll say more about that, our All-American Sunday, which will fall, I think, on July 3rd this year, Sunday. And we'll say more about that as we get a little closer to the service next week. And we hope you can come and join us for our All-American Sunday. And have a great Thursday. Listen, you can share prayer requests or blessings with us. Give us a call at the church, 614-875-2190, and email me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. These are podcasts that you can get at iTunes or iHeartRadio. Just type in Words to Encourage Bible Baptist Church under podcasts and subscribe, and you can listen to the broadcast at your convenience. We also have our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and check that out for our YouTube channel and other ways to see the services and listen to the broadcast. All right, have a great Thursday, everybody, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.